Anthrax has become something of a household word over the last few days. It's actually caused by a bacterium that's found all over the world, in soil, in animals infected with the bacteria, and sometimes in people. We have with us David Fleming of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to help explain some basic facts about anthrax. Dr. Fleming, the first exposure in Florida that killed a newspaper employee was an inhaled form of anthrax. Now the exposure in New York City at NBC is described as cutaneous, which I take it means through the skin. What's the difference between the two, and what do the differences mean for the people who've been exposed?
The differences between the two illnesses are the way that the anthrax bacteria spores got into the body. In the Florida case, the gentleman inhaled the spores such that they came directly into his lungs. In the New York situation, the spores came in contact with the skin and caused a local skin infection. From a medical standpoint, inhalation anthrax, which was the case in Florida, is a much more serious disease with a very high fatality rate. Cutaneous anthrax is a disease that, when treated with antibiotics, has a good prognosis.
If people are mailing anthrax around the country, where could they be getting it from?
Anthrax is a bacteria that's common in nature. It's present in the soil with appropriate microbiological techniques of some sophistication. Individuals could isolate it from naturally occurring sources. In addition, someone could potentially get access to anthrax through a laboratory source. The information that we have from the Florida instance is that the particular strain of anthrax that was used is a naturally occurring strain. There's been a lot of speculation in the media that somehow this is a man-made strain or genetically manipulated or some sort of superorganism. That is not the case.
Can you trace where a strain of anthrax comes from by, for example, looking at the genes?
By looking at the genes of the bacteria, you can get an idea about where the strain might have originally come from. However, the sophistication of that method is really not that you can look at it and, through some sort of, if you will, fingerprint, determine its precise origin. The science just is not that good.
People describe a white powder in envelopes. Could that be what anthrax looks like in its natural form, or is it somehow prepared or perhaps weaponized to make it possible to mail it around?
Anthrax bacteria in its natural form is going to not look like a white powder, but if you were to take anthrax bacteria and process it through some fairly sophisticated laboratory tests, a good microbiologist could transform it into a powdery substance.
Is there any sort of precaution that people who are handling mail ought to take?
The bottom line is that people need to be alert, need to be vigilant. If they receive a package or an envelope that looks suspicious, they should not open it. Set it down, wash yourself off, and call law enforcement officials.
Thanks very much, Dr. Fleming.
Appreciate it.
Dr. David Fleming is the Deputy Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We reached him in Atlanta.